Robin Cooper, and here I am at the British London Comedy Awards. I don't know why I'm here. They've sent me a ticket, and I wonder who we'll meet. Let's have a look around. Things are really hotting up here, and now I'm talking, joined by a character comedian. I've been doing an interview, and it lost everything news.
You all right?
Oh, you enjoy, what did you win? Did you win a comedy award?
I didn't win, and they told me if I come here, I would win, so they stitched me up again, and what they had me do was go up and make me present a award,
right,
to raise the mormor of all bloody people.
And did you, what was the funniest joke in the world?
When?
No. Next question, we're back with Angelos. Seeing you presented the award, which is, when you were in comedy, did you enjoy it?
Not really, no. I was never in comedy, was I?
No.
I was made to go on the telly.
Television. Right. Have you met any of the technicians?
Yeah, I met a couple of the people what run the cameras and that.
Right.
And the hairy bikers.
Oh, they make programmes.
Yeah.
Your cookery. Do you cook yourself?
Yeah, I do cook hamburgers and spaghetti and bread and that
bread's
sort of
nice
thing.
Yeah. Sometimes I have tea. I like tea. Everyone enjoys a cup of tea.
Well, I do.
Right. Well, thank you so much on that for the enjoyment, and we wish you all the best.
Yeah, okay.
Bye-bye.
Press it off. Turn it off.
He was nice. To another comedian, Mr. Jack Whiteshaw. Are you enjoying the comedian show?
Yes.
Because you won an award. What's it like to win? Were you nervous?
It's very exciting to meet Jonathan Ross.
Right, was the award heavy?
Reasonably heavy, yeah.
The dimensions of the award?
Sorry?
Dimension-wise, how was the dimensions? It was in three dimensions, in centimetres or inches?
Like a thumb's worth. Right. Thumb's thickness.
Yes.
I'd say, and then
depth.
Length, maybe. Depth.
Then we're back with Jack Whiteshaw. And my final question to you is, what is the funniest thing that's ever happened in the world?
The funniest thing that's ever happened in the world?
Thank you so much. Go on, the funniest thing.
No, I didn't have anything.
Right, we wish you well. Congratulations.
Peep show.
No, no, what that is. All the very best to you.
Thank you.
And we're back at the Comedy Awards with a comedian called Keith Lemon, who is a man.
I'm
enjoying yourself?
I am a man, but I'm not specifically a comedian. I'm more of a TV presenter like Anthea Turner.
Right. And what do you think about tonight's show? Did you mean what a show?
Yeah, I watched it. I was there live in the audience and I didn't win and I'm vexed.
Right. Vexed. Next question. What's the funniest thing you've seen?
I often laugh at dogs on skateboards. But the funniest thing, if I was being really honest, which is going to get me into trouble on Twitter,
is
John's Not Mad. John's Not Mad, the documentary about the man with Tourette's.
Don't know that.
I put that on before I go out for a drink and it right cheers me up. But I would like Tourette's, because then sometimes it would get me out of situations. Where I go, it won't meet with me Tourette's.
Have you ever been in a situation?
Yeah, about three times.
What was the middle time?
It had a tortoise in it, and I said I thought they were banned in the UK.
Well, that sums it up. Thank you so much, Mr. Lemon, for your time and duty to our God and King.
It was incredible, and I like your trainers.
Okay, bye-bye. I've now left the Comedy Awards. It was very enjoyable. We met some people who were apparently comedians. Did you enjoy it? Anyway, it's all for fun, I suppose. Comedy is people telling jokes and making enjoyment for other people. They laugh. It's a reciprocal relationship, I suppose. Comedy has been going for hundreds of years, they say. The first joke made was by a Stone Age man called Ugga Ugga. His joke, they've never found out, but it was probably to do with Flint. Anyway, signing off, all the very best, goodbye. Bye-bye.